getting caught up here at halftime with the head coach of the Trenton Lady Bulldog softball team, and Maddie Stillwell. Coach, I kind of feel like it's been a little bit of a frustrating week, especially with the bats the last couple of nights. You know, that would kind of go on the negative side, but I think on the positive side, you've played some really tough teams, and kind of what we talked about last week, you know, you're winning some and you're losing some, but you're being competitive against everybody. I think that's a good sign in the long run, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what we tell the girls, you know, just to go out and compete. And I think we did that very well against South Harrison. Could have probably cut down the score a little bit for the polo game, but still, you know, third inning, it's a 1-0 ball game. That's a good ball game to watch.
Yeah, and you know, polo is ranked number one in the state, and they're unbeaten for a reason. So that's just, it might be the best team that they've had in the history of the school. They're really good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very good. They got a great pitcher-catcher duo and plenty of bats to fill in their lineup.
Bats wise, yeah, you obviously got shut down by. Did you go against Hannah Carter on Tuesday up at Bethany?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Vaught last night. Those, you know, I know you saw Boley of Chillicothe in the seventh inning down there, but you know Vaught and Carter, they're two of the best arms you've seen all season, correct?
Correct. They're very good pitchers.
What did they do to kind of get you off your game? Because before that, you had really been hitting the ball well.
Yeah, they're quicker than a lot of the other pitchers we've seen, and then they'll throw in, you know, their junk pitches, their change-ups, rise balls, and so that's really what got us.
I go back to what I know, you know, you haven't had the girls out of dog bites for obvious reasons because you've been playing most Thursday nights, but when I had them out there 3 weeks ago, they said one of the big things that they wanted, yeah, they wanted to compete for a GRC title, and, you know, certainly they've been in that discussion this year, but they wanted to finish above 500, and they're right there. Is that one thing that you talk about, say, we want to get, you know, above 500 by the end of the year?
Yeah, one of the first days of practice, I have girls write down goals, and I write down some goals of my own, and that is one of ours. We're falling a little bit behind 500, but we're right there. So I think it's a great goal for those girls to achieve and strive for, and then just to be even better than 500.
As you look back at the Penny game, yeah, I told people this that weren't at the game. The final score was 11-4, but it felt like a lot more competitive game than that.
Yeah, definitely.
As you looked back, yeah, I'm trying to remember specifics from that game. Were there kind of a couple of moments that you look at Hamilton and just say, hey, there's things that we can do to improve, but they're learning opportunities for the girls?
Yeah. We really hit the ball well that game. I think we had at least four balls go off the fence, and, you know, we gave up a couple home runs too, so it was just the little things. You take away two hits from them, and it's a much closer ball game, not what the end result was.
Yeah, it's, you know, nobody really wants to compare Maddie to her big sister because, you know, Macy is just such an athlete that, you know, you really don't compare. But the way that, you know, Maddie's been swinging the bat, especially Monday night, everything that she was hitting hard, and she started to look like her big sister a little bit on Monday night. She's really been swinging the bat well.
Yeah, she's doing very well for us this season, which we're, you know, glad and proud to have.
No question. As you look at Monday, I thought the biggest thing out of Monday, and I know that you in the third base box saw this too, is that there were a number of times where the girls, and they weren't thrown out on the bases necessarily, but they had a chance to take an extra base and they got in between and they didn't do it. What's kind of the best way to get the girls out of that indecisive stage?
That's something we've really been struggling with. I think it's just an aggressive mindset of wanting to take that extra base, not just go from one base to the next, but if you have the opportunity to take two bases, maybe even three, and that's the difference between scoring one run or five runs in an inning sometimes. So it's something we work on, and we try to work on more and more at practice as, you know, some become some mistakes in some games. So I think we're better at it, and we'll continue to get better at it.
Some of that is just, you know, I was talking with Coach Richmond up at Princeton kind of about the same thing about how you kind of get into that, you know, in between where you're trying to figure out what's a good time to go and what's a good time to hold. A lot of that just comes down to experience, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true, too.
No question. As you look at the team right now, Coach, you got the Nan Carter Saturday. You got a couple of home games early next week. How much are you kind of circling this week as if to say, we want to win home games, but we also really kind of want to set ourselves up for district? Are you kind of getting to that point?
Yeah, a little bit. We're still trying to take it game to game. You know, I told the girls for this week and week coming off, you know, the loss from Polo, Lawson was a team that beat Chillicothe in a tournament, and so we need to go prove ourselves who we are on Monday night. So it's still a game-to-game, but at the same time, we know that we're setting ourselves up for a better seeding for districts the more we win.
Well, I know this is one I haven't looked at yet, so I don't know the answer. Where is your district tournament at in October?
I believe it's at Putnam County again.
Aha! So I'll get used to that drive, making that drive here in a couple hours tonight and be heading back there
yep.
in October. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. We'll see you out at the field next week. Good luck against Lawson.
Thanks, Tom.